Chacon explains what is the box, also known as SHUs and Supermax prisons.
Okay, the box is administration segregation from the population. Anytime you go to the box, well, you know, it's the box. Some guys say the box. Some say the hole. You know, some say SHU, which is the special housing unit. That's what those letters stand for. It's 23-hour lockdown. Well, really 24 hours now because they have these new supermaxes that's nothing but administrative segregation. And you're in there 24 hours, you know, and they have the nerve to put you in there with another person. So it's like you are constantly in handcuffs. Whenever you come out of your cell, you're in handcuffs. Two officers, sticks out. You know, if you move the wrong way, you're hit or taken down, as they say. So it's a big difference between a supermax prison and SHU, because every prison in the state has a SHU, everyone. It's a wing that's off to the side that when disciplinary actions or any type of disciplinary proceedings are going go on, you go there because you know, they feel that you are a threat to a population or individuals in population, period, or officers, whatever. You're a threat, so you automatically segregated from general population. So that's what SHU is, Special Housing Unit.
Here, Chacon explains from his 3-year experience in the Supermax prison called Upstate in Malone, New York, and what he did to mentally survive there.
Upstate was the biggest during my time being in prison, and I've been in prison going on 9 years now. Mentally wise, it can really, really break you down. Now, me personally, I stayed there 3 years. The way I dealt with it mentally was feeding my brain knowledge from books, reading a lot of books, and becoming abreast of a lot of things that's going on in the world and things that went on in history. That's the way I did it. It's not very much you can do but read to, like, deter your mind from the true reality of what's going on. Physically, I've seen a lot more harshness go on in Upstate Correctional Facility, which is SHU. The whole population, the whole thing is SHU. And I've seen a lot of things go on there that was very horrible. Very. I've seen tear gas go inside on brothers. I've seen a lot of beatings given out by officers in Upstate. Physically, they will hurt you very, very bad due to the fact that whenever you're out your cell, no matter where you're going, you have handcuffs and a chain around your waist. So it's no movement whatsoever for your hands. And like I said, they don't have a problem with hitting you with their sticks while you're in chain. You know, they have a lot of cameras there, but that's not of any help. You know, these people, they modify tapes and do whatever they wish to make you seem like you're the bad guy in the situation. Well, like the supermax that you're speaking on, such as Upstate, there's no moving around, period. You cannot go anywhere unless it's to a visit, or like if your family comes see you, or you have a medical call out or something like that. So, you know, your movement is restricted, period. Whereas that, like in a regular max, you can move around, and most of the time, it's like work. So you're denied, let's say, contact visits, because in a supermax prison, you have to be behind a gate, a cage. You're literally in a cage while your family is on the other side of the cage. And opposed to being in a regular max, like here in Auburn, you know, you're in contact with your family without the cage or so forth. To me personally, anytime you put anyone in a cage of any shape, form, or fashion is mentally abusing. You know, it affects younger brothers and really make them begin to feel as if they're an animal. And to me, prisons breed violence. They breed violence. You make a person agitated and you're constantly making, you know, pushing him into a violent state of mind because you're constantly oppressing him. Constantly oppressing him. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can't. You can't have anything from home, you know, besides periodicals and books. You know, so you can't have any type of personal belongings whatsoever while you're in Supermax, the box, SHU, whatever you wish to describe it as. Phone calls are none at all. You cannot have any phone calls from Supermax prison. Any. That's no. It's like a disciplinary proceeding. A disciplinary sanction happens to be no phone, no packages, no commissary, none of that. These are disciplinary sanctions that they give you at a disciplinary hearing, you know, supposedly to punish you. What type of punishment is there by keeping you from in contact with your loved ones and family over the phone? Or if your loved ones and family wish to send you some belongings from home, such as a package, some clothing or some food, or that's not punishment, that's torture, mentally wise. You know, it seems like as if they do things to deter your family from even dealing with you as much as they can. You can't have no type of phone calls in Supermax prison.
Chikung is a description of the cells at Upstate Supermax prison where he was incarcerated for 3 years. He explains the extraction technique that guards use to get prisoners out of their cells. Chikung also speaks of a vegetable loaf that is given as punishment.
So first of all, it's a room with a big metal door that slides back and forth. My extraction was due to the fact that when they took me to the Supermax prison in 2000 of June, when it first opened up, they were trying to put Bunky in there, another prisoner in the cell with me, and to me, that's inhumane to be in an area that small, let's say a 9x10, with another individual 24 hours a day, because you can't leave out, you can't go anywhere. You get your 1 hour rec in the cell. So I stood up against that. And, you know, they came with the extraction team. The extraction team consists of the biggest, strongest officers in the facility. And, you know, they're dressed up in all black, like weapon-resistant suits and helmets and batons. And they stand outside the cell while a lieutenant sprays gas, pepper spray, into the cell on you and, you know, try to get you to, you know, cough and your eyes begin to run. You know, they turn your water off so you can't get it out of your eyes. And then when they feel they have enough in there, they run in there with gas masks on and subdue you and beat you as if you were resisting because there's no cameras in the cell. So when they run in the cell, they can pretty much do anything they want to do to you. One guy, I remember, they extracted him, ran in the cell, and they literally dragged him out with his face scraping the floor. And the floor is like a concrete, ragged concrete. They scraped his face up really bad. He had a lot of scrapes on his face. You know, they take you to medical attention for a little while, and, you know, that same day you're back in that same cell. Or maybe a cell next to it, because sometimes they have to air it out with a fan to try to get the chemicals that was used out of the area as much as they can. But the thing is, man, you can be right next door, and they extracting someone, and the vents are connected, so it'll come in the next cell, and it'll irritate me. I can have bronchitis, asthma, and that can really harm a person that has that, because it hinders your breathing. So it's a lot of torture in that to me. The biggest torture, physically and mentally to me, that they do, is they have a disciplinary sanction they give where they put a guy on what they call a loaf. They give this guy a loaf. The loaf consists of flour, cabbage, and carrots. They give this to an individual 3 times a day with nothing else, just that loaf of bread. That's torture. That's torture. I mean, and they give you this when, like, you're getting ready to go home, maybe, and they can't give you any more time in a supermax prison. They give you this as a disciplinary sanction. That's like I said before, that's not a punishment. That's torture. You know, I call it the black bread. That was used as a torture method a long time ago. Inhumane, period. They give you that 3 times a day, but nothing else. Just that. But matter of fact, they give you a cup of cabbage, shredded up cabbage. I've seen many guys on that, on this loaf that, you know, they refuse to eat it. But how long can you go without eating? You can't go weeks on weeks without eating. So, you know, it's really, that method, the methods that they tend to use are really crazy. On the same issue, they put an article out on it because so many people have wrote it up. They put an article out on it. The system was saying that they were just giving out to guys that throw feces or urine on them. But no, they don't give it to just those guys. That's a disciplinary sanction for anyone that they feel they cannot punish any longer any other way. You know what I mean? So this is a method that they feel as it being a punishment, but I see it as a torture, a way of torturing someone mentally and physically, because you can't eat that, and you can't go without eating. So, you know, they're trying to break you down physically as well as mentally as much as they can. They give it to you for like 7 days straight, and they'll take you off for 2 days, and then, you know, you'll get it again for another 7 days. The longest I ever seen them give somebody that was, I think, 45 days straight. And, you know, the guy had to go out to the hospital. Then 2 weeks, he had to go to the hospital. You know, so they have various time frames they give you. Depends on the ticket. 7 days is the least